Got something to say? Join the conversation on the next generation of KGO 810.
I'm John Rothman in for Drex tonight, right here on KGO. I want to remind you, Pat Thurston will be in tomorrow night for Drex. I will join Pat on Saturday evening. I'm going to come in at 8. Her show starts at 7. I will be in to talk hard politics with her. The question of the death penalty. And I raise this question because on the California ballot, we will determine the future of the death penalty here in this state on November the 8th. But the story here is a very simple one. Lonnie David Franklin killed 9 women and a teenager between 1985 to 2007. During the penalty phase of his trial, he was convicted and sentenced this week. Prosecutors connected him to several additional slayings. Detectives believe he may have killed at least 25 women. The judge read the names of the 10 victims. Franklin was found guilty of killing. In each case, the judge told him, "You shall suffer the death penalty." This story appeared too. A man approached Laura Moore at a bus stop in the spring of 1984 and offered a warning. "You shouldn't be out here alone. Bad guys will pick you up. Let me take you where you have to go." Moore agreed reluctantly. As the man drove off, he told her to put on her seatbelt. When she refused, he said, he reached under his seat, grabbed a gun, and shot her 6 times. Wounded, she managed to escape, but turned back to study his face. That man, Moore said, was Lonnie David Franklin Jr. So we talked in the last half hour about the right to die. You're making a choice. What about the death penalty? I want to tell you just a quick story, and then we'll go to your calls. I was in the sixth grade. Madison Elementary School in San Francisco. And there was a man by the name of Carol Chessman who was sentenced to death. And I remember my sixth grade teacher posing to us a question. How we felt about the state taking a life. Now, she had explained prior to that that we were the state. We were the state. And so I raised my hand. She said, "Yes, Johnny Rothman, what is it?" I said, "If the state takes the life, does that mean I am taking a life?" And she answered yes. And I thought for a moment, I said, you know, if I were there and I had to drop the pellets, because it was the gas chamber in those days, I couldn't do it. So I said, I guess I am against the death penalty. One other quick story, and then we'll go to your calls. At the same time, Adolf Eichmann, the Nazi murderer, was arrested and tried in Israel. The only time Israel ever used the death penalty was on Eichmann. And we had a great debate in my confirmation class about it. And my teacher, Linda Popovsky, now deceased, I was the only one in the class who opposed the death penalty. And Linda said, "What would you do with Eichmann?" I said, "Death is too easy. I would erect a cage in the Jerusalem Zoo. I'd have him on display from 9 to 5 every day. Rain, shine. And every night I'd make him watch the movies of what he did for the rest of his life." 8080810. That's the number right here on KGO. Let's go to Ede calling from Berkeley. Ede, welcome to KGO.
Hi, good evening, John. Always good to talk to you. Well, I tell you what, I am generally against the death penalty. But in cases like this one, this man, he was African-American. He at least linked 12 murders. Most of his victims are African-American, beautiful ladies. And he may have killed as many as 40, according to some. In this case, what is this guy's life worth? Worth nothing. I like to modify the death penalty to be applied to people like him. Serial killers. And I wonder why the U.S. have so much number, high number. Probably this is the only country, maybe unique, to have the highest number of serial killers, if any other serial existing as part of the word. The also, I would like to add to people like him, children, rapers or murderers also should be executed. And the last thing I'd like to say, we should limit the appeal court to only 3 years. From the time of conviction to the time of execution should be only 3 years.
But that, no, understand the problem. The problem is you have the right to appeal.
Yeah, yes, you do. But then we have to do everything in an expediting manner so that we don't have this. And most this row inmates, they die from old age. California have not executed anybody since 1987, I believe, or something like that.
Yeah, we haven't executed.
Say it again, John.
Yeah, let me ask you this question.
Sure.
There is going
to
be a ballot measure on the ballot on November 8th.
Yes.
And a yes vote would be in favor of repealing the death penalty. A no vote is a vote against repealing the death penalty.
Yeah.
And the measure would repeal the state death penalty and replace the maximum punishment for murder with life in prison without the possibility of parole.
Yeah.
It would apply retroactively to those who were already sentenced to death. Would you go along with that?
No. First of all, these people have no benefit whatsoever. They're just big, ugly stomach with nothing else. And also, their cost of appeals is so much. Why do we keep this parasite?
Because murderer. Everyone...
Don't forget about the victim.
Because everyone...
I mean, this woman had horrific death. Okay. Horrific death.
Listen, everyone is entitled, even if you're convicted, of a day in court. I appreciate your call. I understand it. And let me move on because there are a lot of you who want to comment on this. This will be on the ballot. It repeals the death penalty. Are you for it or against it? Let's go to Andre calling from San Jose. Andre, welcome to KGO.
Thank you. Yes, I'm for the death penalty in cases where there's video recording of people murdering someone. Mm-hmm. I think that in those cases, for sure, there should be the death penalty. And also, I agree with the last caller as far as the appeal process. In those cases, we need to do away with the appeal process, because if it's caught on video and it's plain to see that people were murdered, it's just a waste of taxpayers' money to have people be able to prolong the appeal process.
Okay, let me ask you this. There is a second measure on the ballot, in all fairness. There is a second measure on the ballot which would speed up the amount of time. So if you knew that there was a limited amount of time, would that make a difference?
If there was a limited amount of time.
For appeal.
Would it make a difference in what respect?
Well, one measure would keep the death penalty, but theoretically move things along more quickly, while the other would replace it with life without parole. Which would you prefer?
Well, like I said, you know, it depends. I know a lot of people have been accused falsely of murder. Now, you know, of course, I think everyone has a problem with innocent people being accused of murder and then being convicted.
Yeah, look at all the people who we have discovered because of DNA are not guilty. And, you know, once you execute somebody, it's over. Listen, I appreciate the call. Thanks very much. I there's so many of you who want to comment on this. 8080810. I really am interested. I want to recommend a book. It's out of print, but it's called And May God Have Mercy. The author, a great San Franciscan by the name of Eugene B. Block. And Gene Block wrote this book in the 1960s. It had a huge impact. And what he did was to document all the times when the death penalty was executed. And then they found out they were wrong.
Through the noise with intelligent conversation. This is the next generation of KGO 810.
I'm John Rothman in for Grex. I want to remind you that this is a tough issue, but I just want to add one more thing, and then we'll go to the calls. A growing number of conservative Latino religious groups are beginning to shift their position on capital punishment. The reason? In large part, due to a belief that Latinos are disproportionately affected. And it's true. One evangelical leader says, given studies on how the death penalty is meted out, particularly for people of color, it's not a level playing field. We need to speak out. 8080810. It turns out that the Latinos represent a larger portion of those on death row than they did in the past. Half of the new Latino death row inmates were from California, bringing their total to 157 inmates. Let's get to your calls. I want to go to Phil, calling from Lafayette. Phil, welcome to KGO.
Hey, John, you're a great guy. I wish you'd be on more often also.
Thank you.
My father taught at Bolt Hall in Berkeley. I told you that before. He taught Colonel Law for 23 years. Mm. He used to go down in the 60s when I was a little boy to San Quentin and help with the appeals on these folks that he used to call them colored folks. I hate to say that, but... And mostly back then it was black folk, or Afro-Americans, that were being put on death row. And I think, he was a great man. I think the reason he did this is because of his service in the Marine Corps, Saipan, Iwo Jima, all that good stuff, not good stuff. And he was amazing. He was an amazing man. But, I'm not sure about the death penalty. I'm just really not sure about this. And why don't you converse now?
Well, first of all, let me tell you, I have the pleasure of meeting Warden Duffy, who was in charge at San Quentin, who was a vigorous opponent of the death penalty, who reflected on more than one occasion the fact that there were a disproportionate number of minorities. And we now know not only the Latinos, but African Americans. There are very few white people, if you will. And Prop 62, which we will vote on in November, would finally do away with the death penalty here in California. I would rather see a person spend the rest of their life in jail. Somebody asked me by email what costs more or less. And the appeal process can go on for years and years and years, and it costs the state a lot of money. In the end, we're talking about a human life. So personally, so everybody knows, I will support the proposition that the death penalty ought to be abolished.
Okay, can I tell you one more real quick?
Sure.
Okay, back in 1978 or 79, a young man that went to my high school, Camp Olindo, murdered a woman in Orinda. His name is J.G. High. I can put this out because he's in prison right now. And he murdered her. He went to jail with a kid jail. He was out when he was 22.
Juvenile.
Well, it was out. Yeah, right, exactly. And he was out when he was 22, and now he's in prison for a long, long time for other stupid things. But this is one of the reasons that they changed the when you're 17, 16, 15, you murder someone.
Yeah, you're underage. That's right. Can you be tried as an adult? I have to tell you, a man that I knew very well was stabbed to death by a friend, and he only ended up serving 3 years in prison for the murder, and it just is appalling. I appreciate the call. Let me go to Jim calling from Concord. Jim, welcome to KGO.
Yeah, good evening. Killing's always wrong, and when the state does it, it's just even more abhorrent to kill somebody. Is so unnecessary. It's basically becoming what they are. It's not a safety issue. It's just a sheer vengeance thing, and it's wrong, and it's abhorrent, and I think it's just so medieval that we just need to just let it go.
You know, one of the things that always interests me, too, is we debate about how to administer the death penalty. You know, right. We once had a gas chamber. They don't do that anymore. Now it's a combination of chemicals. And there was recently a case, I can hardly talk about it, where the chemical didn't work. for what was an hour and a half, and the guy is writhing. I mean, it's just, it's horrific. It's horrific. Listen, I appreciate your call and your comment. I agree with you. I think killing is always wrong. But this is Prop 62. It'll be on the ballot. I want to remind you, a yes vote is a vote in favor of repealing the death penalty. A no vote is a vote against repealing the death penalty. I will vote yes. But the initiative would repeal the state death penalty and replace the maximum punishment for murder with life in prison without the possibility of parole. And most significantly, it would apply retroactively to those already sentenced to death. Just so you know it, for your reference, the official ballot title is Death Penalty Initiative Statute. And we're going to debate it. I mean, I'm very anxious as we get closer to the election to hear what people think. And I'm being flooded here by emails from people pro and con. Dolan, I've only got about a minute. Dolan calling from Sonoma. Tell me what you think. Dolan, have I got you? Yeah, go ahead, Dolan.
I'm being flooded here by emails from pro and con. Dolan, I've only got about a minute. Dolan calling from Sonoma.
Dolan, are you there? I don't think Dolan.
You
know, we're having a problem. You've got to turn your radio off, Dolan.
I'm here with Juvie Lifers, guys over 14, 15.
You know, you've got to turn your radio off, Dolan. You know what? I'm going to let Dolan go because it's not working, but he is a volunteer at San Quentin, and he has come to the conclusion that the death penalty should go. He's still there. Dolan, go ahead, but very quickly, Dolan. Oh, now he's gone. Okay. Sorry, you know, you always have to remember to turn off the radio because there is a delay. But Dolan's point that he was going to make is that he's a volunteer at San Quentin, and he believes the death penalty ought to be abolished. But there are two sides, and I guarantee you that as this debate proceeds, as we argue over Prop 62, we on KGO are going to debate this question. We'll have pro and con in. If we were a little bit closer to the election and I were sitting here, that's what I would do. I would have somebody pro and somebody con sitting here. It happens I have a feeling, but you know what? The most important thing is to air this, to have a chance for people to argue and debate about what you think. Well, my time is almost up. I want to say just a personal word. I've had the pleasure of being here now, sitting in for Drex this week. I've enjoyed it immensely. And I want to thank so many of you who have emailed me to say how much you've enjoyed my being here. Trust me when I tell you, I really do enjoy being here. I enjoy the dialogue, the give and take, sometimes agreeing, sometimes disagreeing, but always having a chance for us to talk and frankly, for millions of people to listen and engage in the discussion. And while we want it to be entertaining, we also want to make it thoughtful, something you can think about. I want to remind you that Pat Thurston will be here tomorrow night for Drex. We hope Drex will return speedily. I will be in with Pat Thurston beginning at 8 o'clock on Saturday evening. Who knows what Donald Trump will say between now and Saturday. So you'll tune in then. Let me say my thanks now to Lee Graham with traffic, to Karen Reed, who is just tremendous as the engineer, to Brian, who has steered us through the evening as our producer, and to Juan. And Juan, I understand you're approaching the end of your internship. I want you to know, Juan, we appreciate it. And it's a great thing here at KGO because we have our interns coming in, and they really are tremendously helpful. And, well, that's what makes radio fun. Well, all right, that's it for me. I am John Rothman, sitting in for Drex. I look forward to being back here with you very, very soon. Thanks to all of you for making it such a great week. Stay tuned tomorrow. Pat Thurston in this chair. I am John Rothman. You are listening to KGO San Francisco.